Welcome to the Harness edition of the From the Stables podcast as we have a look at the Harness meeting in Launceston this Sunday, the 30th of May, with the state's leading reinsman, Troy McDonald. How are you going, Troy?
Yeah, good, Duncan. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. It's been a good season so far for you. Let's see if that can continue on Sunday night. Race one, you take the reins on Dolly Miss Molly, and she's been pretty good since arriving in the state. Of course, she won three starts ago and has been runner-up in two outings since.
Yeah, no, she's a consistent filly. She's raced against most of these before, and she's run well. And other than Rowan's one looks pretty decent in its first start, but didn't look the safest gated horse. So, you know, it's drawn the pole, it'll be hard to beat, but she's definitely got a big chance in there.
Race two on the cards for the four-year-old Nolders with no more than two lifetime wins, where you take the reins on Richmond Tiger. Of course, he's a Kiwi import who won two races in the Shaky Isles. What did you make of his first up effort in Hobart?
Yeah, I thought he was very good. Just probably needed the run, being first up, and he's come through that well, and it looks a nice field for him here to go well again.
Righto, race three, take the reins on Brighton Prince. The barrier draw hasn't been too kind to you there.
No, he'd probably need to be driven for luck, but you know, if he produced his best, he'd be thereabouts in that field. He's been a little bit below in his past couple, but if he regained form, he'd be competitive there.
Over to race four, you take the reins on Ranieri, who was a winner five starts back. You drove her to a placing behind Racketeer's Boy at Devonport, going back two runs in a repeat of that performance, shouldn't be too far away here.
Yeah, he was excellent there at Devonport. Gave the winner a big start and made good ground. Hopefully he can find a spot early, and he'll need luck. It's a decent field, but if the luck came his way, he'd be finishing hard there.
First leg of the quaddie, race five, Jodina is your steer here. Comes up with gate number one, which puts her into contention with a lot of options for you in the early stages.
Yeah, that's it. She's been racing pretty good the last few weeks, and good draw there, mile trip. She looks a big chance in there.
Yeah, race six on the card, Brian, who's your drive here? Of course, he won well in Hobart two starts back. You never had a lot of luck last time out.
Yeah, he followed the winner through, and just sort of they ran up the track in front of him, and he got held up the last little bit, but he was feeling good. It went really well the week before, and a similar field to what he's been racing. I'm sure he'll be super competitive again.
I'm going to put you on the spot, race seven, the Golden Mile. You don't have a drive in the race. If you could drive one in the race, who would you like to steer? Coolwater Paddy, Scooter, or Rebel, one of the other progressive talents in that field?
I think Scooter's got the runs on the board, and nice little trailing draw there. I think he's probably the one to beat.
Righto, back to your drives, race eight, Fairy Dan. This is a maiden where plenty have had a chance of late. Of course, Swiss Pacer went round behind Southern GMP last start, so naturally coming back to maidens looks better placed.
Yeah, for sure. His day's going to come soon. He's been consistent, and you know, maidens, there's no standouts there other than maybe Iron Black Prince raced pretty well last week, but you know, he's got to be a big chance in there again.
Race nine's a rating 30 to 49 event over the 1680 metres. You take the reins on one of the lads. You've been in the sulky for a number of his recent placings. Can he break through for an overdue win here?
Yeah, he's racing really well. Not the best draw over the mile trip there at the back, but he's racing super. If he got a run like he did last week, he just wasn't good enough to run down the winner. But if he got a similar sort of trip, he's going to be close again.
And the last race, you take the drive on Pink Ponder. Of course, she was a handy winner here 2 weeks ago in Launceston. Inside of the second row draw, interested on your thoughts on where you think you're going to end up from the draw?
Yeah, probably three or four back at the fence, I'd say. She's going to need luck, but she's got a nice little sprint on her if she did happen to get out. And she's racing well. Again, not a standout in the field there. So if the break came her way, she'd be thereabouts.
Number of genuine chances on the Launceston card for you, Troy. Who's your best winning chance?
I think Richmond Tiger looks his race.
Richmond Tiger, he's race two, number nine. Appreciate the insight, Troy. You've been going great guns so far during the 2021 season, and hopefully that run continues. Thanks for your time on this edition of the podcast.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.